For the past few days, two different people posed the same Shaila, upcoming relevant Halacha Lemaisa Purim related Shaila, and that is the following. Someone is planning their Mishloach Manos distribution, and they want to package whatever they're going to be distributing as part of the Mishloach Manos to their Chaverim in a dish of some sort, a container of some sort, made, let's say, out of glass. So they purchase online a whole package or case of these little glass dishes, and they package their, whatever the Mishloach Manos happens to be, and they give it to their intended recipient. And the question, of course, is what is the din with regard to Tevilas Kelim? Do they have to tovel it first? Are they even going to accomplish anything by toveling it first? And the question is as follows. Clearly, if one purchases a glass dish for one's own use, so it's a clay suda, it's chayev in tevilas kelim, midrabanan, glass is chayev in tevilas kelim, the same way metal is, midraraisa, glass is chayev in tevilas kelim, midrabanan. No shaila, if I purchase it for myself, of course it's chayev in tevila. The question begins as follows. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in Simen Kuf Chaf in Yerodeah, what happens, says the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody borrows a kli from a non-Jew? Okay, you borrow it, you don't own it. Shulchan Aruch says, no chiv tzvila. That, in fact, is one of the etzos that some posts can give with regard to electrical appliances that you're afraid to tovel because maybe the water will ruin the electronic component in the item. So one of the etzos that's offered is find a guy that you trust, be makna the kli to him as a gift, and then borrow it back from him. That's what we did for those over the course of COVID who didn't have access to a mikvah to tovel their kelim. That was one of the options that was being promoted. Sell the kli to a non-Jew and then borrow it back. So that's clear. If you borrow a kli from a non-Jew, there's no chiv tvila. Then the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Ches, but what happens if I buy the kli from a non-Jew and I'm the one who lends it out to some other Jew? Well, in that case, says the Shulchan Aruch, there's no such heter. If you borrow it directly from the non-Jew, he owns it, you're the borrower, you don't own it, no chiv tvila. But if you buy it from the non-Jew and then you lend it to somebody else, the moment you bought it, it's chayv and tvila. Someone else is borrowing it, that's very nice, but he's borrowing it from you, and when you purchased it, it was chayv and tvila. So the second Jew who's borrowing it from me has a chiv tvila. Okay, that's the first din in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chaf Sif Ches. Then the Shulchan Aruch adds to that as follows. So he just said that if I purchased the kli from the non-Jew, and then I lend it to my next door neighbor, my friend, so he has a chiv to tovel it first before he uses it, because when I bought it, it was meschayev in tefillah when I bought it. But what happens, says the Shulchan Aruch, here's the key line, when I bought it, I didn't buy it to use as a eating utensil. I bought it, says the Shulchan Aruch, not letzarach su'uda. I bought it for some other purpose. The example given in Shulchan Aruch is to cut klaf. I buy a knife from a non-Jew. A knife can be used for food cutting, but I bought it to cut and trim parchment. That's what I bought it for. And then I lend it to my friend, says the Shulchan Aruch. In that case, there's no chiv tzvila. When my friend borrows it from me and I purchased it from the non-Jew, but I purchased it to use as a food utensil, okay, I was mischayev in tzvila. I lend it to him. He has the chiv tzvila. But if I bought it from the non-Jew not to use with my food as a food utensil, I bought the knife to use it to trim my parchment, and then I lend it to my friend, says the Shulchan Aruch, in that case, there's no chiv tevila, because it was not mischayev in tevila when I purchased it, because I didn't buy it as a clay suda. I bought it as some other purpose to cut cloth with. I'm lending it out to somebody else. He's only borrowing it, even though he's borrowing it to use with his food, but he's borrowing it, he doesn't own it. I'm the owner, and I didn't buy it to use for food. I bought it to cut parchment with. No chiv tvila, says the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Ramah then adds, but if I bought it to use for parchment, then I can't use it for my food if I'm not going to tovel it. So writes the Ramah on that din. And then the Rambam says, okay, and here again, this is very relevant for our discussion. So I buy a kli, I buy a knife, not for my food, I buy it to cut cloth. I'm not chayav in tevila. I lend it to you, and you want to borrow it for food? You also do not have a chayav tevila, because you don't own it. I own it, and I bought it, not as a clay suit, I bought it to cut cloth. So neither one of us is chayav in tevila. But says the Rama, what happens if I bought it to cut cloth, not to eat with food? So for me, it's not a clay suit. I have no chayav tevila. And then instead of lending it to you, the Rama adds, I sell it to you. Ah, you bought it from me, and you're buying it for what purpose? To use with your food. So for you, it's a clay su'uda. You are chayav in tevila. Okay, so that's the groundwork for this discussion. Again, just the key points here. If I borrow a kli from a guy to use for my food, I'm borrowing it. I don't own it. No chayav tevila. If I buy it, but I buy it for a non-food purpose to cut cloth, no chayav tevila. If I buy it for a non-food purpose and I lend it to you to use for a food purpose, you're not the owner. I'm the owner. For me, I bought it not for suda purposes. I bought it for cloth cutting purposes. You're borrowing it for a food purpose, no chayav tevila. But Rama says, if I buy it from the guy and my purpose is to use it to cut cloth, not to use with food, I'm not chayav in tevila. But if instead of lending it to you, I sell it to you and you are becoming the new owner and you are doing so that you could use it with food, you are chayav in tevila. That's the groundwork for our discussion. And the reason why this is critical is because in the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef cites this discussion of buying a kli from a non-Jew to use to cut cloth and then lending it or selling it to someone else, he says, the same would apply if I buy a kli from a non-Jew, not to use to cut cloth, but to resell as merchandise. If I'm buying a kli from a guy for schora purposes, I'm not buying it to use with food. I'm buying it for schora purposes. I'm a retailer. So I buy a knife wholesale from a non-Jewish manufacturer, and I'm not buying it to cut my food. I'm buying it to sell in my store, l'schora. That's the same category, says the Beis Yosef, as one who buys a knife from a non-Jew to use to cut cloth. Okay, so according to the Beis Yosef's then application of this din, what emerges? I buy a kli from a non-Jew. For me, it's not intended to be used with my food at my dinner table. I'm buying it simply to resell in my store, my retail store. You then buy it from me. You intend to use it with your food. You're chayav in tevila. And I was not chayav in tevila because for me, it's not a klei suuda. It's klei schora. This, by the way, is the shaila that applies to any one of the many Jewish-owned candy stores that you would go to and purchase platters of candy. Sometimes they're plastic platters. Sometimes they're basket platters. Sometimes they are glass platters. This is the shaila. He bought the glass to use to resell. You're buying it to hold your candy and your dried fruit in and to eat from. L'chor, it seems from the Ramah and from the Shulchan Aruch that he has no chiyuv tevila because for him it's a clay schora. You, however, are buying it as a clay suda. For you, it is chayav in tevila. That would be the practical application on an everyday application of this halacha. So now coming back to our Mishloach Manos Shaila, would you say the same is true here? I'm buying a glass jar to package my homemade soup for your Mishloach Manos. And I purchased it not to use to eat my food. I purchased it to simply give it to you. It's not schora, it's not cutting cloth, but it's not serving me any personal food purpose. I bought the glass dish just to package the food that I'm going to be giving away, Mishloach Manos. I have no intention of using it personally, bichlal, at all, ever. One might argue that's like a klei schora. That's like a lachtoch cloth scenario. So I buy the dish in order to simply package the food that I plan to give away on Purim Day. If this application and equation is correct, well, then I should not be chayav in tevila. The recipient is then, however, if they intend to use it to store their soup, serve their soup, they would be chayav in tevila. So you're doing a very wonderful mitzvah. Here is the Mishloach Manos for you, and now you're chayav and tefillah. Have a nice day. That should be what follows, what emerges from this equation. So if this is a correct equation, that when I bought the glass dish to give away, it's a klei schor for me. I'm not chayav and tefillah. I give it to you, and now you have food that you plan on eating in a glass dish. You would have to empty it out and then serve it in a different dish. You could not eat it out of the glass dish. It wouldn't asa the soup, but you wouldn't be able to use the glass dish to store your soup or serve your soup, but you'd have to empty it out right away and either discard the dish or tovel it, one or the other. So when you buy a glass bottle, a beverage in a glass bottle, that's a good question. We'll have to get to that. That is also a valid point. According to Herschel Schechter, you'd have to empty the snapple out of the old glass bottle before drinking it. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, the halacha is that no, you didn't really intend to buy the glass bottle. You intended to simply buy the drink, and the bottle had no chashivus of a kli in the ownership of the non-Jewish manufacturer. But let's get to that in a broader discussion. I want to just finish off this particular discussion before we run out of time. With regard to the Mishloach Manos, the question becomes as follows. If this equation is all correct, let's say the sender, the giver of the Mishloach Manos, wants to do a favor. I feel bad giving you a nice Mishloach Manos and saying, enjoy, go tovel. So I want to be nice. I want to buy the kalim, and I want to tovel them first, and then give it to you. That'd be wonderful. Does that even work, though? What's the svar not? The svar not would be to say that if I'm not chayav in tvilas kalim, so what am I accomplishing by performing tvilas kalim? If it's not nischayav yet in my possession, because it's not a klei seuda for me it's a klei schora. The chayav is only chayav when you receive it. For you, it's a klei seuda. So can I really be tovel it when I'm not yet chayav in tvilas kalim? Does that work or not? So if you were to call the intended recipient and say, listen, I have a kli that I'm going to give you. Make me a shlich to tovel it. Would that help? But it's not his yet. It's still yours. So it's not his chayv and tvil yet. For you, it's a klei schora. For him, it's a klei suda. He hasn't gotten it yet. So can he appoint you a shlich before he even owns it? The chayv is not chal yet. So it's not so clear that that would necessarily work. So I'll tell him. I'll include a little note. Happy Purim. Go tovel. Okay, Senechanami. So that's a separate shaila. Do you have to tell the person? Probably yes. You know, you don't want to rely on them knowing enough to ask you the question. Senechanami, you have to tell them. Right? Yeah, you can do that. So Minchas Asher Chela Gimel, Vasha Weiss, Chela Gimel, Simen Nun Hey writes as follows. He says, Gedolei Hador, he says, have debated if one sells Klei Seuda, is the mocher able to tovel it before he sells it to make it easier for the consumer? Imagine you go to a Jewish-owned crockery store, whatever you want to call it, and he wants to sell you kitchen dishes and pots, and he'll add it advertised until he'll tell you it's all tovled already, come and buy it. Gvaldik. Does that even work, though? So Rav Asher Weiss quotes Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, who says, no, if the giver of the Mishloach Manos, for him it's klei schora, he's not mischayev in tefilas kelim yet, so how does it help for him to be tovel it? Doesn't work. Oh, so hold on, one last point. Rav Asher Weiss, however, disagrees, and he says, when he is dieti pashut demahani, he thinks it does work. He thinks that the person giving the Mishloach Manos, even though when he bought the glass dishes for him, it was a clay schore, let's say. It wasn't a clay suitor for him. Rav Asher Weiss paskins that for him, the tefilas kelim still works. Why? Because here's what he argues. He says, be'etzem, this is a clay suda. Everyone knows this is designed for holding soup, holding dishes, candies, holding food. Be'etzem is a clay suda. Elamai, the gavra, the merchant, the retailer, the middleman, the person who's giving the Mishloach Manos, he has no chiyuv to tovel him because he's not using it as a clay suda. But lemaisa, the chefza is a clay suda. So if this fellow, the yid, the middleman, the retailer, decides to tovel it, be'etzem the tevila, he argues, would work. So you could be a nice guy and say, I'll give you Mishloach Manos with a glass container for your candy dishes, and I was even tovel it for you. And that would work according to Rav Asher Weiss. The one tiny he has is the following. He says, but for him to tovel it, he says, L'chatchila, he can't do so with a bracha. Because if you're not chayev, how are you making a bracha on it? You can't tovel the bracha. It says to tovel something and be mafsid the bracha, not ideal. You know, as you're toveling it, tefillah works, but you couldn't make a bracha on the tefillah because you're not chayev in the tefillah. So he says, if you're going to be tovel, at least maybe try to use some other kalim that you're chayev in tefillah on for sure, and tovel everything together. That way you get it all in. You get the bracha, you get the tefillah, and you make your recipients very happy, and you're not being matriachim at all with an unnecessary, unwanted tefillahs kalim.